and selling car and truck parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The February jobs report showing a robust labor market with 275,000 jobs added. That's beat expectations, and President Biden touting those numbers. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says there's still more work to do.
Our buying power has been reduced by about 20% in just the past 4 years because inflation has stuck around in areas of the economy we just can't get down, namely basic everyday essentials like housing, food, and transportation. And even though we're down from 9% and inflation's at 3% now, it's still higher than it's been in years.
During his speech last night, President Biden announcing new plans for U.S. troops to help build a temporary floating pier off the Gaza coast, all to help deliver food and aid to more than 1 million civilians trapped in Gaza due to a hunger crisis. The president today says Israel will help with security. And it's International Women's Day, marking the advances of women's rights over the decades. This is ABC News. A new report released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says this has been the warmest winter for all lower 48 states of the U.S. on record. Eight states also had their warmest winters on record. A new study finds a growing number of children are suffering melatonin poisoning. ABC's Dr. Darian Sutton has more on the study and why.
The CDC report looks at the cases of ER visits as well as poison control calls. And it looks at them from 2009 to 2020. And it found that the rate of ER visits increased by more than 400%. The rates of calls to the poison control centers by more than 500%. And of all of the ER visits that are associated with unsupervised medications for children, it represents about 7% of cases.
Tonight's Mega Million jackpot, an estimated $687 million, the sixth largest in the game's history. And tomorrow night, Powerball drawing up to $521 million. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you, and by Chet's Feed and See. By Chet's Feed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no you, us, and for that, we are grateful. And look for tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early in the evening, otherwise partial clearing later, and chilly, low 26, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool tomorrow with a high of 43. Winds will be northwest 12 to 22, and clear and frosty tomorrow night with a low of 23. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's rainy and 42 degrees. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com. Today is Friday, March 8th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Current and prospective members of Congress are calling out Wisconsin's Derek Van Orden for his behavior during last night's State of the Union. Representative Mark Pocan said Van Orden continues to embarrass Wisconsin and Congress after Van Orden shouted at President Biden during his speech. Katrina Shankland, who is running for Van Orden's seat in Congress this fall, called Van Orden's actions embarrassing in a fundraising email. The Democratic Party in the 3rd District released a statement saying Van Orden's outburst showed he was unfit to hold office. Van Orden said that President Biden was out of touch with the reality facing Americans after last night's State of the Union. Fresh off the defiant State of the Union address, President Joe Biden and his senior aides will barnstorm the country starting today to aggressively sell his vision for a second term to voters. He's also warning of the Republican alternative. The president will try to ride the post-speech momentum to Pennsylvania and Georgia for campaign events. Those are two critical swing states that he flipped in 2020, and he's rallying to retain his column this November. He'll visit Wisconsin and Michigan next week. Biden's re-election campaign adopted an almost giddy tone after the speech on Friday, vowing to build on momentum it says the president created to stay on the offensive against Donald Trump. National and state conservancy groups are suing to try to stop a high-voltage transmission line that would go across a wildlife refuge in Grant County. The suit filed in federal court argues that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued approvals for the project without providing an opportunity for public comment. They also argue the project illegally transferred land to accommodate the new transmission line. Representatives for the utility companies involved say the lawsuit will only drive up costs for the project. This spring, a referendum that affects our offices in area townships will ask whether certain positions will be appointed rather than elected. The town of Wheatland in Vernon County and the town of Fenimore in Grant County are asking voters whether the town clerk should be appointed, while the town of Cassville in Grant County is asking the same questions for both its clerk and treasurer. The referendum question is popular in Wisconsin, with over 24 townships putting a similar one on the ballot this spring across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for a ready-to-eat snack stick product. Sweep maple bacon sticks with bacon produced by Rako Family Sausage in Judah. This alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing an undeclared allergen. The aforementioned product contains hydrolyzed soy protein, a known food allergen, which was not declared on the product label. The product was sold at Rako's Family Sausage retail store on or before March 6. DATCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure customers with an allergy to soy are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. A community read and author presentation will be hosted by Brewer Public Library tomorrow. It will feature Tailspin, the story about World War II American tail gunner Gene Moran of Soldiers Grove, who plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his flying fortress bomber and survived. John Armbruster is the author of the book.
I first heard of Gene's story in October of 1994. I just got hired at North Crawford. It was my first full-time social studies teaching job. And just by coincidence, and I mentioned this in the book, I just overheard a conversation, some teachers talking about a guy that fell 4 miles and lived in that school district. And I'd just been in this area for a month. This was 30 years ago. And I'm like, I could not have heard that, right? That doesn't make any sense. But his daughter taught at North Crawford Schools, and her room was right next to mine. And of course, I was this overly enthusiastic history teacher. I'm like, oh my God, we got to have your dad come to my classroom, and I want to hear all about this. And I was a big World War II buff, and she said, absolutely not. We don't talk about it in our family. And long story short, I got to know the family very well. Gene became a family friend, and they approached me and one of the daughters about writing his story in 2010. And at first I said, no. I told them, I said, you need a real author. and I felt woefully underqualified. And a few months later, she came back to me and said, Dad has agreed to a book. And I'm like, great, who's your author? And she looked at me, you are. And I said, no. I said, absolutely, this is the beginning of a new school year. And she just said, Dad won't write it unless you write it. And it was actually the advice of another well-known author to this area. I'm sure many listeners will recognize the name Ben Logan, whom I got to know. And he gave me advice and inspired me. And Gene and I started in January 2011. And we worked together for 3 years on this book before he died.
After hearing Gene's story while writing the book, Armbruster does not know how the war hero survived.
He crashed, he crawls out of the wreckage, and that's it. I can't explain how he lived. And some people have asked too, well, did he float down? Did it kind of glide down? No, he fell very quickly. It's wreckage. He said he fell so fast that his teeth fillings popped out and blood rushed into his eyes from the G-forces. He was blinded for several days. But he said he was conscious all the way down, but he knew he was falling very, very fast. When he fell, he just accepted death. He just said, why fight it? And when he first got out of the plane, he started laughing because he had cheated death. He actually started laughing once he got on the ground. At first, he thought he was dead. You know, he's crawling toward the light. But when he got out, he was in a woods. He said when he could feel that cold November air and then he was grabbing some leaves and dirt, he knew he was alive. And he just started chuckling to himself until he felt his head wound, which was a cranial gash leaving his brain wide open. He could feel his brain. It was that exposed. And yeah, it's how he lived. It's just he had more lives than a cat.
The community read and author presentation will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at the Brewer Public Library. Copies of the books are available to pick up now at the Brewer Public Library. You can also hear audio of the full morning show interview with author John Armbruster on WRCO.com. Project Seed will be at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Richland Center tomorrow. There have been a few changes. Steve Moore is from Project Seed.
Well, there's always a few new hybrids. We're always adding new ones to the list. Prices, we try to keep them stable, so nothing traumatic there. But on the product line, like I said, we're always growing new things. We do grow new seed every year. It's something we have to do. We have growers in different states, and we tell them, you know, which hybrids, which crosses we want, which ones seem to work best in our Project Seeds areas. And that's what we grow, both conventional and Roundup Ready ones.
Farmers can save money through Project Seed.
The farmers, basically all he's saving is the commissions. You know, we're not paying any commissions. There's no salesman involved. We can load trucks and just bring truckload down there. There's usually never any returns. I mean, it's possible they could, but if you cut out these extra costs like that, then we just pass that on to the farmer. It still costs us the same to grow the bag of seed and the trait fees and all that, but we're a smaller, efficient company. Don't have a lot of overhead. It's just the owner's doing most of the work. So we do just fine at the prices we're at there. Through our other methods, you know, selling direct and through salesmen in other states, then it's higher price. But for the Project Seeds, nope, it's always been a really good way to purchase your seed if you know what you want and can come in and get it and then just pay for it when you're there.
To prepare for your spring planting, you can stop by and see Project Seed tomorrow at St. Mary's Catholic Church from 10 until 2. Today's winner of $100 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Pat Connor of Richland Center on ticket number 570. WRCO News time is 5:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Bean Seed & Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life is being held from now until 6 at St. Anthony's School. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Lisa Marie Klang, 48, of Cazenovia. Craig Peach of Richland Center died February 25th. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Friends may call at the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Craig Peach of Richland Center. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Burr Wesleyan Church, rural Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro today from 4 to 7 and at the Burr Wesleyan Church tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles E. Butcher, 92, of Valley. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel, died unexpectedly February 29th. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Hickory Grove Township. Friends may call at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet tomorrow from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to the family to be donated to the Boscobel School Forest property. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mark F. Trum, 41, of Boscobel. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Sunday from 2 to 4. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Alice E. Stowell, 93, of Yuba. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday, March 15th, at 11, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday, March 14th, from 5 until 7, and again on Friday, March 15th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. John Jack Jeffrey Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died Saturday at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, March 16th, from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jack Jeffrey Stephens, 75, of Spring Green. Wayne E. Dosh, 76, of Richland Center, died Wednesday after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A private family gravesite service will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center Monday, March 18th, from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wayne E. Dosh, 76, of Richland Center. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. A celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Charles Bob B., age 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's been kind of a soggy one out there, although as we said earlier today, the heavier rain appears to be tracking off to the south and east of us. The rain amounts through the late afternoon had ranged from about 3/10 of an inch as you get down into parts of southern Sauk, Iowa, and southern Grant counties to only about a 10th inch or less in the north and west part of our listening area. This should all come to an end early this evening as that low pressure system slides away. We will have some gusty northwest winds and cool air continue to filter in behind it right into tomorrow. So even though we expect some sunshine tomorrow, temperatures will be relatively seasonal. Behind that, though, quick warming coming our way from late Sunday into next week. As another ridge builds in the upper atmosphere, pushing the main jet stream north of us, temperatures could soar a good 20 degrees above normal Monday through Wednesday. It looks like a weak front could slide through the area Tuesday night into Wednesday with a chance of a couple of showers, possibly a more significant system for next Thursday. The forecast for tonight, some drizzle and flurries possible in the evening hours, otherwise partial clearing late, temperature cooling back to 26 degrees. North to northwest wind close to 10, partly cloudy, breezy and cool tomorrow, high at 43, northwest wind 12 to 22. On Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer, low 23 with a high of 48. Monday, mostly sunny and much warmer than normal, low 26 with a high of 64. Tuesday, mixed skies and continued balmy for March, low temperature 40, high in the mid-60s, slight chance of a light shower at night. Wednesday, mixed skies with some isolated light showers possible, low near 40 with highs in the low 60s. And next Thursday, mostly cloudy, not quite as warm. Chance of light rain as well. Low near 37 with highs reaching the low 50s. You have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's raining and 43 degrees after a daytime high of 45, which happened during the overnight hours, and a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 57, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2000 is 72 degrees, with a record low of 8 below set back in 1967. Last year's high was 46, with a low of 33. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:59, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:25. Winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.92, and we have received a quarter of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 43 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
The Earth spins on its axis 365 and a quarter times every elliptical orbit it makes around the sun. Because of that, one day had to be added to our calendar every 4 years to make the calendar work out. That's why we have February 29th every 4 years. And the Earth is suspended in space at exactly the right distance from the sun for its orbit in a rotation. If the Earth was orbiting the sun just a few degrees closer or spinning just a little bit slower, we would eventually burn up and life on Earth would cease to exist or would never have begun in the first place. If Earth was a few degrees farther away, our climate would be too cold to sustain life. When you think about all the intricacies of creation, I'm sure glad I didn't have to figure it all out, but that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Speaking of God, the psalmist writes, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" Oh, and isn't it amazing that God created the groundhog to tell us when spring is coming? Okay, friends, that's a joke, so don't go hating on me. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, girls' state basketball action is going on at the Rush Center this weekend. It started yesterday, and today's games featured Albany Monticello facing Argyle Pecatonica, and Albany Monticello defeated Argyle Pecatonica by a score of 37-31, and Lena, in the second game that was played in Division 5, Lena beat Clear Lake by a score of 53-48. So tomorrow for the championship in Division 5, it'll feature Albany Monticello against Lena, and that'll be at 11:05 tomorrow morning. And also another game that was played today was Pewaukee. They took on West Salem in Division 2 action in the semifinals. Pewaukee beat West Salem by a score of 79-41. So the winner of the game that is going on now between Wauwatosa East and Notre Dame will go up against Pewaukee tomorrow, and that will be played at 6:35. In boys basketball action, in the sectional finals that are going to be played tonight in Division 5, it'll feature Cashton against Columbus Catholic, and that's going to be played at La Crosse Logan. In Division 4, it's Mineral Point going up against Randolph, and they're going to be playing at Portage. Also tonight, it will be Platteville against Lakeside Lutheran in Division 3, and that game will be played at Wisconsin Dells. And then also Pewaukee defeated Stoughton in Division 2 action, and that game is going to be played at Watertown tonight. It's not the team's official point of view, but the Bucks fans are being told informally that they shouldn't expect to see three-time All-NBA guard Chris Middleton back in the lineup anytime soon. He missed his 12th straight game in the blowout loss to Golden State and has been ruled out for tonight's contest in Los Angeles against the Lakers. On this West Coast swing, it isn't likely Middleton will suit up for the Sunday game against the Clippers or the Tuesday game at Sacramento. And that game between the Bucks and the Lakers, the tip-off time will be at 9, and you'll be able to hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame will start at around 8:30.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
And in spring training action, in a game heard earlier today on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, the Brewers defeated the Athletics by a score of 7-4, and that was played at the Brewers training facility. And they are playing a doubleheader against the Athletics, and they actually they're going to be playing later on tonight at the Athletics training facility. And first pitch for that will start at around 8:05, and then the Brewers will be taking on the Mariners tomorrow at 2:10, and you'll be able to hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 2:00. And left-handed Aaron Ashby was pitching at about 3 to 4 miles an hour below his usual velocity, but Brewers coaches were glad to see him back on the mound. Ashby started Thursday in an 8-2 win over the Chicago White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy says velocity isn't the big challenge for a starting pitcher who could be very important to Milwaukee's success. Murphy says command is more important for a lefty who has walked a few too many in the past. He sat out all last season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
When that uh-oh moment or illness strikes, Gunderson Basketball's Urgent Care is here for you with new extended hours. Visit us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for those minor illnesses and injuries that just can't wait. Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics. We're bringing love plus medicine and extended urgent care hours to you. To learn more, visit GundersonHealth.org.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn are higher Friday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are up on commercial and technical buying. The USDA did lower Brazil's crop guess by 1 million tons while also raising their export outlook. Production for Argentina and U.S. ending stocks were unchanged. May beans were up 17¾, 11.84. July was 19½ higher at 11.95½. May soybean meal was up $7 at 341.40, while May soybean oil is down 18 points at 46.17. Corn was modestly higher on commercial and technical buying. The USDA left U.S. ending stocks and the production guess for Brazil steady while increasing Argentina's crop and export projections. USDA's prospective planting and quarterly grain stocks numbers are out on the 28th. May corn was up 1¾ at 439¾. July was 2¼ higher at 451¾. And wheat was up on commercial and technical buying, along with the lower trade in the dollar index during the session. U.S. ending stocks were up on the slow export pace, with USDA raising production for Australia and Argentina and exports for Ukraine. Contracts are oversold. Most is technical, not fundamental. May Chicago was up 9¼ at 537¾. May Kansas City was up 14 at 588¾. May Minneapolis wheat was 8 higher at 662¾. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply, waiting to see how much direct business was left to be done. Megan Grebner will have more on that in a moment. April live is down $1.12 at $187.60. June was $1.17 lower at $183.42. April feeders were down $2.20 at $254.10. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the conflicting fundamentals during the session. April lean was down 15 at $84.37. June lean was up 67 at $101.82. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Round of direct cash cattle trade took place Friday. Live deals in the South were reported at $185. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There was some light business reported in the North on Thursday, with the bulk of sales at $294. That's $4 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Boxed beef closed higher. Choice up 43 cents at $307.04. Select closed $1.17 higher at $297.43. Estimated cattle slaughter was 97,000 head, down 3,000 on the weekend, down nearly 17,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 99 cents with a weighted average of 76.18. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.07 lower with a weighted average of 76.35. And the Western Corn Belt down 92 cents with a weighted average of 76.25. Pork values closed higher up 96 cents at 92.11. And estimated hog slaughter was 442,000 head, down 42,000 on the week and down more than 41,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Some ag groups are disappointed President Biden failed to mention the farm bill in his State of the Union address. Jeff Cooper is the CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
We were hoping farm bill would be included in that list of legislation that he sort of rattled through and said, hey, there's a bill, you know, a bill out there that would solve this issue. Pass it.
More news is next.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Chair of the National Turkey Federation says highly pathogenic avian influenza is not the only disease growers are managing. John Zimmerman tells Brownfield avian nomovirus was a problem during the 90s.
That's reared its ugly head again, and there's a vaccine for that, but it's ramping up production of the vaccine and getting it distributed to combat the current strain, which is slightly different than the one we saw back in the 90s.
A weather expert says water levels along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers are in decent shape heading into planting season. Justin Glisson is the state climatologist for the Iowa Department of Agriculture.
With this more active storm track, especially in the lower Missouri Basin, we could see increases in river levels.
USDA has raised its 2024 beef, pork, and broiler production projections. Beef is estimated at 26.3 billion pounds, up 140 million from February. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Higher horsepower. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. Michael Porter is John Deere go-to-market manager for large tractors and says Deere's 9RX 830 on display at Commodity Classic in Houston is part of a new lineup of high horsepower tractors in the four-track configuration. He tells Brownfield features include a new engine and new frame. More after this.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Deere go-to-market manager for large tractors, Michael Porter, says the 9RX 830 is part of a new lineup of high horsepower tractors.
With it, we've got a new engine, a new frame, new track, transmission, cab, and a whole lot of new technology.
He tells Brownfield the push for more size and horsepower comes from farmers needing to get more done in less time.
And they're also really worried about hitting key timing windows with planting and tillage. And so with that, it leads to, I need to go across these fields faster and maybe go wider with some of these implements. And that's really kind of where this came from specifically. And then also they said, make it easier to do maintenance, make it easier to do, you know, fill up and get going in the morning. So all those things kind of came into it, but that's kind of the driving factor behind this machine.
Porter suggests there's a lot of lean muscle with Deere's new 9RX.
Efficiency is huge, and that's where this thing really shines, is it's packed full of horsepower, but also the technology, and it is outrageous. And when you think about what it can do from reducing overlap to even this tractor, we're really proud to announce is one of the first autonomy-ready tractors off the line.
With autonomy, he says farmers have questions.
You know, is it smart enough to know the, some of the safety things, right? But also, what about quality of job? I think a lot of people think autonomy is, it's just going to drive in a straight line, and that's all it's going to do, and it's not going to know when my basket's plugged up or something like that, where we really have to kind of alleviate some of that with these customers to say that, you know, no, this is a smart autonomy. It's going to know what good performance looks like on the tillage and also knows how to farm that field.
Deere's latest 9RX features a new cab.
It's our CommandView 4 Plus cab. So listen to customers, and one of the first things they said is getting into the cab needs to be easier. So we addressed the staircase, made it a little bit flatter, easier to get in. And they said, these implements are getting wider. I need to be able to see more. So we increased the visibility on this by 20% by pushing back some of the back corner pieces. And that also increased the floor space as well. But these customers are in there long hours, and so comfort's even more important. We have a really comfortable cab to begin with, but with a new cab suspension with four shocks in each corner and an isolated subframe, it's the best ride quality we've had in a 9 Series yet.
Porter says John Deere also redesigned the hydraulic system on the 9RX, which features a new engine that meets emission standards without the use of diesel exhaust fluid. Visit your local John Deere dealer to learn more or go to Deere.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Daddy drove the wheels off a flatbed Ford Flies, found a hole in the old screen door. Granny said the dress that my sister wore to church wasn't long enough. Mama poured grease in a Crisco can, put 100,000 miles on a Sears box fan. Uncle Joe put tobacco on my hand where them yellow jackets tore me up. And I ain't making this up. Oh, you think I'm talking crazy in a different language you might not understand. Of that truck, we drank from the hose and spit in the cup. We all survived somehow. Them old Duke boys were flattening the hills. Hollywood was fake, wrestling was real. Wouldn't dream of spending that $2 bill from pushing a lawnmower around. I'd go back there right now.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Burn down, broke down, just another run around. Maybe I'm too crazy not to walk away.
Ripped off, trashed up, long way from the top. Pulling me back every time I stray.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Round and round again.
Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simons Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Thank you.
Gives me